King Herod began persecuting believers, and Peter was likely next in line. To prevent Peter from escaping, he was guarded by four squads of four soldiers, plus a soldier was chained to his right side and another to his left. Peter appeared to be in an inescapable situation. Then, an angel of the Lord appeared before him and instructed him to wake up, get dressed, and follow him. Notice that the angel had to awaken Peter. As 18 soldiers surrounded Peter, he slept. As he was set to have a public trial the next day that would likely result in his own persecution, he slept. Peter did what God wants us to do. He genuinely trusted God, and a peaceful state followed. Sometimes we claim to trust God but struggle to find peace in a situation that's far less dire than Peter's. Trust and peace go hand in hand. As you think about that, remember these words: do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, present your request to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. This has been your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Share today's message and follow us on Instagram @BlueStablessings. So today, be at peace.